Welcome to Acts of Kindness, where we are going to be reporting three of the most adorable, inspiring good news stories to fill your heart and remind you that there is still good in the world. I'm your host, Allison Moses, and today we have with us special commentator and good news lover, Danielle Bruno. Danny, say hi.
Hi, everyone. So happy to be here.
We're actually roommates, so this is a fun dynamic. We constantly are sending each other cute puppy videos and good news on Facebook that make us each cry.
Yeah, we love videos that make us cry. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Good tears, happy tears.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go on to our first story of today. So first we have Grandma Eileen, and she is the cutest lady that you will ever meet. She is 101 years old. She's a grandmother with a lot of wisdom to share, and her grandson thought she gave such great advice that he actually set up a booth in New York City where people could sit and FaceTime her and tell her all about her worries and their fears and their hopes and all that jazz. And she literally sits there and just talks back to you, gives her her knowledge of being alive for 101 years. And it was so popular that she's now viral. She has a YouTube, a Facebook. She posts videos just talking about advice about love, advice about Valentine's Day, how to talk to old people, which is the biggest video I think she has so far. So let's listen to a little clip about her giving advice on love. I think we could all use some of that.
My care gave me all these questions. I feel I'm not an expert in any of this stuff. We'll just go up to her and ask her out. What's wrong with that? Just do it. You know, talk for heaven's sakes. And you'll get them talking. I've done that. And you get them talking and they won't quit. Then you wish you hadn't asked those questions. I just want to know who you are, because I'll soon find out who you are. Oh, who'd want to date a guy that would be afraid to take you to the front door? If you really like the gentleman, you should tell him, we had a good time tonight and say, you know, I really like you. This is what I told my girls, to treat a boy like he's your girlfriend. Well, no, at first.
Okay.
Just be friendly.
Okay.
Just be friendly. Oh, no, if you're interested in one, then no, that disappears. It disappears naturally. And boy, the guys love it. That is the most important thing you could have. A sense of humor, for heaven's sakes. Oh, golly, it was so easy for us, and I don't understand why. We just loved each other very much. And your grandfather would just let me do whatever I wanted to do.
Isn't she the cutest? I want a love story like hers. And she actually just recently turned 101, and her grandson surprised her with over 100 letters from fans all over the world. They even threw her a cute little surprise party in the post office. It was freaking adorable. They decorated, they had a little poster for her, like a banner. And she wants to respond to every single one of the letters and bring back the significance of sending personalized letters to people. She's making like a whole freaking campaign. Danny, how do you feel about that? Do you miss your grandma now after hearing this story?
I definitely do. That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. I actually saw my grandma a few weeks ago, and she just gave me this like electric neck massager. And so like that's kind of our relationship. So I would love, like, it's cool to hear someone else's grandma, like, who gives advice on love and stuff. Like, that's, she's like hip. She sounds hip and cool and with it.
Oh, she's with it, I feel like. I've actually used that neck massager your grandma gave you, and I love it.
It's so good. It was a good gift.
Honestly, gift. She's a hero. Not all heroes wear capes. Speaking of heroes and inspiring women, moving on to our next story, it's about a team called Row. So Row is about, their motto is survivors who fight back, and it's a rowing team made up of breast cancer survivors who are taking their lives back and their strength back and staying healthy while building up this amazing community that they've created. The team is so awesome and kind and inspiring, and these ladies are strong. Like, they have some videos on their page, and it's them just like constantly working out, and it was just so amazing that they are so positive. And the program's actually, they have a bunch of statistics saying like it's kept them healthier for longer. A lot of them saying like it's a better quality of life. It's given them another purpose. They feel like they're actually really doing something on this rowing team. And it's just it's just a great, strong group of women to look up to, you know?
Yeah, that's so cool. I mean, I haven't been through nearly half as much as these women have, and I can't even get myself to go to the gym. So, like, they're definitely super inspiring, and they make me want to get up and be active. And so that's really cool that they're able to do that.
I love it. I mean, that one time we tried to wake up at 6 a.m. and go to spin, and I swear I almost threw up because my body was just not prepared for it.
Yeah, 6 a.m. spin classes might not be our thing, but, like, it's fine.
At least we're trying. At least we're trying. Well, we hope to be more like row one day. And maybe we can start a rowing team. Who knows?
Who knows?
And our last story of today is freaking adorable. It is about a guy named Nelson Miller from Idaho. And he found a little tiny bird that was frozen to a metal fence in his backyard. And he tried to like tug. He didn't know what to do because it was stuck and it was trying to get away. So he tried to tug at it. But his little feet were frozen because he was stopped in a pond of water that the horses drink out of. Because I think he owns a big farm. And his little feet got wet and then got frozen to the pole. So then Nelson, the guy, decided to use his hot breath to melt the ice on the bird's feet. So he's sitting there breathing on this little bird. So he was able to melt the ice. And the bird, it worked. The bird was able to fly away. And at the very end, the guy goes, "Good luck, buddy." And it gets me every time. It's the cutest, most heartfelt video you'll ever see of just a guy doing a good thing.
That literally, like, I have tears coming down my face. Like, that made me want to cry so badly. That is the cutest story I've ever heard. So, yeah, I just think that's so cool of him that he was able to, you know, go out in the cold and do that for that little bird. Like, that is so, so cool.
I'm a vegetarian because I care more about the animals. So I'm like, this hits a heartstring because I would try to flip over a beetle if they were stuck, you know?
That's true. I think I've seen you walk and flip over beetles.
I used to save worms when they were, I don't actually think they like the water, but after it rained and it would get stuck in the gutter, I would go and like try to get the worms out because I thought they were drowning in the water.
That's great. That is very cute. That's a very cute thing to do. And people need to pay more attention to like our little creatures on the earth because they matter too.
Yes. Everyone pay attention to the little things around you. Well, that's all we have for you guys today. We hope you enjoy these good news stories. We hope it restored your faith in humanity and all that good stuff. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week for all that good stuff that's happening in the world.